This is John Kurtzer on WOPOP for Derek Mazzoni, and I'd like to welcome to KXP in Seattle, the Klezmatics. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome back to town, and welcome back to KXP. You played here 5 years ago, I just found out. Pleasure to hear some music, and we'll talk, okay?
All right.
Lauren?
Are we ready? Okay.
Yeah, we're all set.
This is Gilad and Ziv Serba.
Klezmatics live here on Mardi Gras. What a way to celebrate Fat Tuesday. Thank you so much. Going to hear another tune. And yeah, they're celebrating here. It's early here. We're
rise and shine.
Getting going here in the morning. I should mention the Klezmatics are in the Northwest for a series of concerts, and we'll run over the schedule when we have to hear one more tune here. You're switching over from bass to a hammer dulcimer called, Paul? A cymbal?
Cymbal.
Cymbal. Going to hear some cymbal here. What tune is this, Lauren?
This would be a medley of two tunes from our score for Tony Kushner's adaptation of the Dybbuk. It's Palabolas. Oh, the other adaptation. Yeah, well, you know. What time is it? Okay. It's well, it's two tunes from our collaboration with the Palabolas Dance Theater, and the tune that Lisa will play solo on is called Davnin, which has a little preamble encouraging the musicians to play one last tune.
Okay. Klezmatics here in our studios at KEXP.
Klezmorim lach ma'ayner ibin kem. Klezmorim lach ma'ayner zisin kem. Shpimir abisin ke koyre manisa. And so of Gitra, Volt ich mein Belt as Voynadish Nifabra. Hoyasik of old, often slav getra, volt if mine belt as oinarish niet fabra.
Klezmatics, live in our studios here. Beautiful tune. Beautiful. That was for a dance company in the Palabolas.
Yeah.
Can't imagine what kind of dance they did to that. It's been fun. You perform it live with them, or they use the tape?
We did about 10 cities, and then we recorded it so they could keep it in their repertoire after.
Thanks, Lisa. Lauren, maybe you should introduce the group here before we go any further. Everybody should get credit here.
Okay. Let's see. So over there on a bass and cymbal is Paul Morissette. On trumpet and trumpet is Frank London. On clarinet, sax, and caval, that flute thing, is Matt Dario. On violin is Lisa Gutkin. Our guest on drums is Aaron Alexander, local boy made good. And
welcome back to Seattle, Aaron.
Thanks.
Yeah. So the band's based in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Now celebrating over 20 years, because I've got this new CD I should plug here called Tumult Equals Leben. I don't know if I pronounced Yiddish right, sorry. Tumult Equals Leben.
Close enough.
Best of the first 20 years. And it really has been 20 years now since you started the band, huh?
More.
It's kind of, that CD is kind of the answer to our first CD, Schweigen Equals Schweigen ist Tod, which was in 1988, Silence Equals Death, which was referring both to Yiddish language and Yiddish culture, but also to the AIDS crisis of mm-hmm. the 80s. And now, 20 years later, when there's been such an explosion of interest and growth in the Yiddish cultural world, mm-hmm. that really noise equals life is sort of the answer to silence equals death.
So is that what tumult equals life?
Yeah.
Noise
yeah.
equals life.
Noise is life. Silence is death. Noise is life. And we make a lot of noise. And
yeah, you certainly do that. I have to congratulate you guys. And it mentions here you won the Grammy. I was there. Was that 3 years ago? 2 years ago?
2007 for 2006 award.
I happened to be there in the audience when you guys jumped up and you were happy.
And we were there.
Ran
too.
Up to the stage in case they would change their mind.
Yeah. It was interesting because you were in the one for the best contemporary world album against all these great African musicians, and there was the Klezmatics up there winning. It was great.
Yeah, it was actually really an honor even to be in such company as such artists as Ali Farka Touré
and
Salif Keita. Just when we saw that list, Klezmatics up there, we're like, yeah, that's good.
Does it mean something to you to win a Grammy? I mean, in real terms?
As long as
you can put it on the front of your
album. As long as you define real as something kind of in your heart, you know?
Yeah.
It was such an acknowledgement of our work, but also of the entire genre and all the people who've been working in this music.
Yeah.
Because, and it felt that way because not only was it the first Klezmatics Grammy, but it was the first Grammy for any klezmer group, or even as far as we can tell, I mean, I don't want to say this authoritatively because I'm not sure, any sort of Jewish music group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it really felt like an acknowledgement of more than just that one CD.
Which CD was it that won the Grammy?
Wonder Wheel.
And it was on a very small label, wasn't it?
It's a defunct label, actually.
You sold
it now. Really small. Yeah.
It was their
first year, and they won a Grammy for one of their first records of the first year, and a year later, they were out of business.
Oh, well.
I don't know how that happened.
That's nice they won a Grammy anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk a bit about the Klezmer Revival, just because when I first heard, probably was the Klezmorum, a Bay Area band. Were they considered one of the first?
They are more than considered. They are one of the...
They were on our Hooli Records, I remember. In the
and with the beautiful Robert Crumb album covers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, Klezmorum, the Klezmer Conservatory band.
In Boston, right?
In Boston. A great record by Andy Statman and Zev Feldman. And Capella. And that's
kind of
and Giora Feidman. Those five kind of, because they all recorded more or less in the 70s.
Right.
And then we kind of being born in the 80s and recording our first album in 88 are sort of seen as the second wave of the revival.
You guys got to do this really nice record with Isaac Perlman a few years ago. That must have been quite an experience.
Yeah, it was great. It was really great.
And there were a lot of different musicians on that one, too.
Yeah, well, it was all the bands. But in fact, we both made it our kind of part of our definition of the Klezmatics, but also kind of one of the fun things is that we love working with different people, whether it's mm-hmm. Palabolas Dance Company or Itzhak Perlman or the great Israeli Chanteuse Chava Alberstein or Joshua Nelson, and you know, it kind of keeps us on our toes.
Yeah. Well, let's mention where people can see you this week, because you're in the Northwest for almost a week, and you're going up tomorrow to Orcas Island to play the Orcas Center, and then Thursday night you're down at the Broadway Center for the Arts in Tacoma, and Saturday night in Vancouver at the Chan Center and at this great festival called Chutzpah, which I don't know anything about, but I love the name. And Sunday night, right here in Kirkland Performance Center, which is across the lake here, you can catch you guys lots of different places. It's good.
Great.
And the Saturday night show is with Joshua Nelson.
Yeah, who you were, two of you were with him just a few weeks ago here. And
yeah, Lauren and I.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's quite a trip.
And the kosher gospel singers.
Kosher gospel.
Yeah, we did a really fun album with Joshua that was recorded in Germany a couple of years ago called Brother Moses Smote the Water.
Oh, yeah, people should look for that. That's on Pranya, too, right?
Yeah.
Want to say something about that?
I want to interview the band for a second. We just got off a tour with mm-hmm. Joshua and the singers in Europe where we were actually on this established gospel circuit. Wow. And was everyone as amused as I was about, like, you
like
know?
Like, we were the only white guys.
The only white guys, the only Jews.
it was pretty funny.
It was really kind of, and the audience, when we would come out, because it was a festival and it was in many cities, and we would come out, and I think they were always a little bit, like, bemused or confused, but by the end it was all good.
It was great.
It was a wonderful cultural experience in the tour bus with these gospel choirs from different cities and the klezmatics. It was great. And that's kind of the fun of doing what we do, you know? Yeah.
Lauren, one thing I want to ask you is on this album here, I noticed Yiddish is spelled with a J. I've never seen that. Is that German?
It's with
thing?
A J. It must be a German Yiddish. Thing. Yiddish. Yeah, well, it's if it's on Piranha, it's probably escaped. I don't know what context. It probably escaped our eagle eye as far as proofreading goes. But
what I'd ask you is Yiddish something you've learned or relearned to
personally?
Sing music? Yeah.
I studied it as an adult. I heard it growing up, but mostly I studied Hebrew, like most good, you know, Hebrew school going suburban Los Angeles, you know, kids.
But it's interesting that for our parents or for my parents' generation or grandparents for some that they spoke Yiddish, but they didn't want their kids to know. They didn't teach them. They didn't want
them. Yeah, now they say, oh, well, if only I had spoken Yiddish. It's like now they say the other thing because they see like that now it's an accepted part of our world and people have it in their ears.
But for them it was sort of their own secret language and maybe it sort of represented the old country. They didn't want the kids. They didn't think there's any reason for them to learn it.
Yeah, in some cases, I think that's true.
Can we use this moment talking about learning Yiddish to give tribute to a great, great man and a great Yiddish teacher mm-hmm. and a friend of ours and someone who Lisa has known probably longer than any of us, Pesach Fishman, mm-hmm. Who just passed away last month, last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Was keeping the language alive.
Well, he was an incredible storyteller. So his classes were, he drew people in a way that is just so special for a teacher to bring people in and bring the joy of learning. He had hundreds and hundreds of students.
No, thousands.
Thousands.
He's been
of
teaching.
Students.
He came. Wow. I was up at the house of Bela Gottesman, who is one of our also elder stateswomen, a poet and songwriter. And she knew him since the 60s when he came to the U.S. from Argentina. And he's been teaching in these Yiddish schools since the 1960s.
Yeah, he was, in fact, my Yiddish teacher.
And mine.
And he taught at Klez Camp in December every year in New York. So there are people in this area who definitely would have studied Yiddish with him.
Taught at the Workman's Circle. Yeah, you know. Our eyes are watering up.
We're really fortunate because there's a documentary being done on the band that will hopefully be out
Pesach
in the next years. And Pesach is in the documentary.
Oh, thank God.
So
when
we
you
have
think
some
be out
nice
next
footage
year?
Of him.
Yeah, no, hopefully in the next year. You know, people ask what we're up to next. And the next thing that, I mean, I'm anxious to move forward to the next new project, but the next thing that's going to happen for the band is both the documentary film and we did a 20th anniversary live concert at Town Hall in New York, not Town Hall Seattle, although it would be great, which had just about everyone who's ever played with the Klezmatics. We started out with Margot Leverett, our first clarinetist, who we never even recorded with, and David Krakauer and the entire string section, all three drummers, Dave Lichtaren and Richie Barshay.
That's fun.
So there's going to be both a live album, DVD of the concert, and a documentary film.
Thank you so much for that. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Cool. Before we get back to music, what did the first two tunes we heard, you mentioned the second tune was from Palabolas. The very first tune, what was that tune? Was that traditional?
Oh, the first tune was one that I wrote, which was actually from our... It ended up on our CD, Woody Guthrie's Happy Joyous Hanukkah, and it was named for my nephews.
Okay. We didn't even talk about your Woody Guthrie stuff. There's too much to talk about.
You want to talk about it before or after we play one of the songs?
You going to play one for
We're
me?
We're going to play one for Mardi Gras. This is our Mardi Gras.
Okay, well, it is Mardi Gras, so let's hear some Woody Guthrie Mardi Gras, and we can talk about that. The name of this tune?
This is called Mermaid's Avenue.
All right.
Mermaid's Avenue, that's a place where the fast and slow folks meet, where the hot ones meet the cold ones, just a block from Coney's Beach. Mermaid Avenue, that's a place where the wolves and the haybacks chase, in big fur coats and bathing suits, they're in the raggedy rain. Bagels meets where the halva meets the pickle, where the sour meets the sweet, where the beer flows to the ocean, where the wine runs to the sea. Why they call it Mermaid Avenue, that's more than I can see. But there's never been a mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue, and no, I've never seen a mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue. I've seen a hat and witches, and I've seen a shark or two in my 5 years that I've lived along old Mermaid Avenue. In these 5 years that we've lived along old Mermaid Avenue. Yeah, Mermaid Avenue, that's the street where the fast and slow folks meet, where the gray hair meets the wave curl and the ocean meets the beach, where they pay some cop to stop you when you hit that seagate gate, where the bulls along that wire fence scare the mermaids all away. Yay, Mermaid Avenue, that's the street where the sand and storm clouds meet, where the ocean meets that rock wall, where the boardwalk meets the beach, where the prettiest of the maidenless leave their leg prints in the sand, just beneath our love-soaked boardwalk, meet the bravest of our land. But there's never been a mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue. No, I've never seen a mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue. I've seen a hat, wags and witches, and I've seen a shark or two, and my 5 years that I've lived along over Mermaid Avenue. These 5 years that we've lived along over Mermaid Avenue. That's the street where all color of good folks meet, where the smoke fish meets the pretzel and the borscht sounds like the sea. It's where hot Mexican chili meets chop suey and meatball sweet. Mermaid Avenue, she's a nervous jerk, but still she's hard to beat. But there's never been a mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue. No, I've never mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue. I've seen a hags and wags and witches, and I've seen a shark or two. My 5 years that I've lived along old Mermaid Avenue. These 5 years that we've lived along old Mermaid Avenue. Oh, there's never been a mermaid.
1, 2, 2, 3.
Klezmatix live here on WOPOP on KEXP Mermaid Avenue or Mermaids Avenue?
Mermaid's
Avenue. And that's are those words by Woody or yours, Lauren? Yeah,
those are words by Woody Guthrie.
Yeah. So you did sort of what Billy Bragg and Wilco did, working with Billy's lyrics that, and putting your own music to it.
Yeah, Nora, his Woody's daughter, has her life project has become getting Woody's words out. So she actually kind of handpicks some of the lyrics and says, "Ooh, I think this would be well suited to, you know, such and such band." And so we were very, very honored and pleased to be chosen to.
So it sounds like there's a lot of Woody Guthrie lyrics that never became songs.
Thousands.
Over 3,000 or 4,000.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
it,
let's be clear because people get a little confused. Woody had songs for each of these mm-hmm. lyrics.
Right.
But since he didn't write down music, he wrote down the words. And since of the 4,000 or 5,000 songs he wrote, only 300 or so were ever recorded.
So
we don't know
what
his melodies were.
And very often he borrowed older melodies.
Right.
So he might have written a tune and then it went to some melody that he might have used 5 or 6 times or that somebody else used. But that was a big part of his.
He was more into the message than like being a new melody artist, which is kind of cool.
Right.
He just had a lot to say.
Pete Seeger once said he was talking to Woody, and he says, "You know that you borrowed that tune from, I think, Roland Columbia," and his response was, "So."
We have time for one more tune. The Klezmatics are around the area. They're playing this weekend, Sunday night in Kirkland, the Performance Center in Tacoma, on Thursday night, and we got time for one more tune. What would you like to finish off with today,
Matt? Why don't you tell us about it?
Matt.
This is Hey La Lolly Lolly, Hey La Lolly Lo. Well, that's the chorus, Lolly Lo. Woody wrote quite a number of kind of anti-fascist love songs, and we have found two of those to work on. This is kind of written more in a klezmer style, where a lot of the other stuff we did with Woody stuff is just music. And, I mean, just that came from an original place. I intentionally put this in kind of a klezmer, Kolomeka style.
Kolomeka
style. So, that's the folk process. Anyway, he went off to World War II in the Merchant Marines, you know, and he went there kind of gung-ho, and he wrote quite a few songs, I think, on the ship as he was heading out, going past his home in Coney Island, and this is one of them.
Okay, Klezmatics here, live. KXP.
I got a gal in Coney Island, just as pretty as you'll find him as I look out across the sea. She looks back and thinks of me. As I look up and see the stars, I see the house that we call ours. I see the mailbox at the door, I see the baby on the floor. Hey, la, lolly, lolly, hey, la, lolly, lo. Hey, la, lolly, lolly, hey, la, lolly. I lay out on deck and think I see our stove and kitchen. Think I see her down, she's working hard in the house and in the yard. Hey, la, lolly, lolly, hey, la, lolly, lo. Hey, la, lolly, lolly, hey, la, lolly. I see the baby on its bed, I think of words I should have said. I see her hair blow in the wind, I see her smile when I walk in. Hey, la, lolly, lolly, hey, la, lolly, lo. Just as pretty as you'll find with eyes that got across the sea. She looks back and thinks of me. Hey, la, lolly, lolly, hey, la, lolly, lo. Hey, la, lolly, lolly, hey, la, lolly, lo. Hey, la, lolly, lolly, hey, la, lolly, lo. Hey, la, lolly, lolly, hey, la, lolly, lo.
I love those false endings. Thank you so much for coming by, Frank,
thank
and
you.
Matt, Lisa, Lauren, Paul, Aaron. Thank you so much for playing today and this Fat Tuesday, and have a good time up here in the Northwest. Hope you don't get too wet this time of year.
Thank you.
But come back anytime, and good luck with all your future projects, and stay in touch.
Hopefully we'll be back before 5 years again.
Yeah, I hope so. We'd like to make it 5 years. Thanks again. This is
KXP.
Thank you, KXP.
And Wopop, back to Derek Mazzoni here.